This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes, as always, to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those people helping in the coronavirus effort all across the country, wherever you're at. Thank you for what you're doing to keep us free and safe. Now, to the truckers and warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working on all the oil rigs all around the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're there, check us out and jump into the chat room and start conversing with the folks that are in there. A whole bunch of people in there yakking away right now. Okay, and here we go with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning again.
Good morning.
And we were conversing in the unmasking of General Flynn. There's so much to talk about there. We'll spend pretty much this segment talking about it. But basically, what's going on there, and that's why I explained the legality, so that, because I've had people saying, oh, they should all, that's treason. Not so fast, ladies and gentlemen. Not so fast. Go ahead.
Unmasking is not illegal. There is a request, a formal request that is made to the National Security Agency, NSA, to do this. And you do have to list a reason for the request. Once that is granted, the results then go back to that requester, to the person making a request. And that particular transaction that that person making the request gets then becomes the responsibility of that person who made the request. So if anything happens, if there's a leak or it's shared or anything else, therein lies where the illegalness begins.
So, there you go.
Yeah. Now, what's particularly interesting is of this particular list that we received yesterday is this is only for a short window of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have to remember that. The other thing is these are only those that came up with Flynn's name. There were clearly other unmasking requests during the Obama administration, certainly late part of the administration.
Mm-hmm.
But what's fascinating is this wasn't just a domestic request. This thing went international because of people that were chief of station,
yep,
people that were ambassadors, people that were members and had, I shouldn't say members, but had assignments to NATO. They were based in places like Italy or Brussels. So the bigger story here is why were all of these people asking for this? What was really going on? The other thing, too, is starting with Samantha Power, who on this list made the first request.
30 November 2016.
It happened before the infamous phone call that has caused all of this nonsense, especially with the Flynn legal case.
Yep.
Of the phone call with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. So there were a lot of transactions going on before this particular phone call. So it's for the sake of the readers, you have to kind of do a little bit of work here and overlay some other events that were going on
mm-hmm.
at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's an interesting thing because I went through last night, published an article about it last night. It took me a long time because I was really looking at some of the acronyms of the positions that people had whose names have been redacted.
Yeah.
But we have this one person, Sarah Laskin. Now, Sarah Laskin is a lawyer. She was formerly on the board of the Federal Reserve, and she was the Deputy Secretary of Treasury. Now, who might she be married to?
No idea.
Well, her husband happened to be Jamie Raskin, who happens to be a congressman out of the 8th District of Maryland, who happened to be on the House impeachment team.
Wow.
Don't you think there might have been a little pillow talk there?
Yep. Huh. All right, let me jump. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
All right, let's see what Ian wants to say. Okay, Ian, we don't have a lot of time, so what's on your mind?
I wanted to say, you know, she's on the story and we're on the story and everything, and that's great, but I'm like Gomer Pyle. Surprise, surprise. Are you surprised by any of this? I'm not surprised by any of this.
No.
I mean, this is the same in, what, Fast and Furious?
Yep.
You can keep your doctor if you want your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Going after the Tea Party with the IRS, et cetera, ad infinitum. So who's surprised about any of this? One more thing, and then I'm going to go.
Go ahead.
I've called this program for 5 years now, and many times in my comments I said, don't worry about Russia, China, Iran, the ragheads, the jihadis, but they're concerned. You know, they're not peaceful. We understand that. This threat is from the United States government.
Okay, going to get
that's
cut off.
That's a threat to our liberty.
All right, thanks, Ian. All right, and Denise and I will be right back with more. We're going to change gears. We're going to get into the Sidney Powell thing, the Flynn thing, the Judge Sullivan thing. Call it what you want. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. My conversation with Denise Simon brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I am taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules, and they are working for me. I'll tell you what, I'm really feeling good, and got a little bit more pep in my step back again and all that sort of stuff. And the other thing I noticed is it's helping me with my problem I've got with my leg, and I just realized that yesterday. Son of a gun. But it's real food. Real science, real nutrition, with no synthetics, no additives, no filters. It's all natural, and it has the equivalent of over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables just by taking 3 fruit capsules and 3 vegetable capsules per day. Can't beat it. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about something that really works good? This is working. I've had a number of people get a hold of me, and Sheriff, you're listening, and I know you're one of them. She bought it, and it's working real good for her, too. But I took this a couple of years ago for about 4 or 5 months, and I got off it. I got on a regimen of vitamins, and now I got this, plus the vitamins going, and it helps build up your immunity. That's one of the things that it does. So there you go. Plus, it's good for you. Vegetables and fruits are always good. So check them out online, balanceofnature.com, that's balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, and make sure you tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch, because they're going to give you 35% off. So there you go, balanceofnature.com, tell them you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch, you're going to get 35% off. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. All right, so we pretty much settled the deal with unmasking, correct?
For the most part.
Okay.
More shoes to drop.
Yeah, there are plenty of them. Now let's get into the General Flynn Judge Sullivan situation. So what's at stake for Judge Sullivan, Denise?
Well, what Judge Sullivan appears to be doing when he requested amicus briefs, from anybody. Is he selectively sent out those invitations? I wrote about this one yesterday, too. This one took a while. And also, he has assigned a former, now retired judge, to take a long look at the case. Now, what is particularly interesting about this is he chose Judge Gleason, who originally was a Clinton appointee.
Yep.
For the amicus brief, to review the case and argue why or what Judge Sullivan should necessarily do, including now charging Flynn with perjury. Now, this one gets to be real interesting because this Gleason cat happened to have written an article just a couple of days ago in Washington Post.
Oh, yeah.
complaining about how the case with Flynn was handled. So yeah. He's already judged the case.
Yeah, listen to the quote. This is what struck me. I got a quote right here in front of me. Government motions to dismiss at this stage are virtually unheard of, Gleason and his co-authors wrote in the Washington Post. There has been nothing regular about the DOJ's effort to dismiss the Flynn case. The record reeks of improper political influence. Well, he's the one throwing out the politics, and what he said is not accurate.
So there should, I don't know how it's going to work, but there could next be a motion to have Gleason have that request by Sullivan undone, because Gleason has already judged the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ain't this getting to be fun? This is really what Sullivan is doing is he's putting A.G. Barr on trial.
But anticipate what happens here if President Trump pardons Flynn. The Democrats go ahead.
Yeah, he wants to force that issue.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Now, let me throw out some things that I was noticing yesterday. Judge Emmett Sullivan doesn't want to have on his record or his legacy of having had to dismiss General Flynn's case. Is that fair to assume?
Okay, we can go with that assumption.
Okay. Now, based on the DOJ's, the U.S. Attorney, Jeffrey Jensen's motion and recommendation to dismiss the case against Flynn, the decision to drop the case should be fairly simple. But what happened to Jeffrey Jensen after he did that? Did he not resign?
No, Jeffrey Jensen has now been assigned to the John Durham team.
Okay, so he went from that case to the John Durham team. Now,
well, it's not that it was a case. I mean, he is a U.S. attorney.
Right.
And Barr didn't want his fingerprints. He wanted somebody else to look at this. I'm not touching this. So he assigned Jensen. Jensen's been working on this. And now Jensen has also been assigned to work with or for Durham.
Okay, now, Judge Sullivan wants either President Trump to issue a pardon to Flynn, correct?
Probably.
And in the meantime, he wants to bring his friends of the court to present the briefs that he thinks they're going to do. And by the way, when we talk about the briefs. Wasn't there a decision by the Supreme Court a week or so ago about amicus briefs, something of some sort?
No, he is never allowed, apparently, according to the filing, not a motion, but just a response by Sidney Powell, is that Sullivan has not allowed amicus briefs before.
Hmm.
Now, I think I may have said that wrong, but there's some challenge there that she's brought up.
Now, this is where we got into the discussion yesterday about the U.S. Court of Appeals and the D.C. Circuit judge who could overrule Sullivan's decision. We don't know if she's actually put that motion in, or has she?
Well, what's going to happen is this is going to end up in an appellate court.
Mm-hmm.
If if this Gleason stays on this, and that's a big if, it's going to end up yet in another court. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this whole thing is going to drag out and drag out. And I would say we need to take a second look at Sullivan, because it's almost as though he has been through all of this very compromised.
Yeah.
We also cannot forget the letters, the letter that was signed by so many of these lawyers, what are known as the Watergate prosecutors.
Yeah, that was shut down, wasn't it?
Well, no. I mean, it happened. It's got all kinds of signatures, and the solicitation for more signatures is still out there until May the 25th.
Okay,
but what's interesting is that letter and that mobilization of those Watergate prosecutors was done by an organization called Protect Democracy. Well, Protect Democracy was founded by a fellow by the name of Ian Bassett, who served as an associate White House counsel for the Obama White House. The co-founder, a fellow by the name of Justin Florence, also was an Obamaite. Now, I will also say, too, that when it comes to John Gleason, John Gleason used to be a boss of Andrew Weissman.
Yeah.
When he was no longer judge, he went back to private practice for a law firm. Mm-hmm. The law firm happened to be the law firm representing Sally Yates when she had to go do her testimonies.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
Gleason might be removed from this altogether because he has clearly
possible.
Yeah, because he staked out his position long before he ever got appointed to whatever he's doing
that's
right now.
That's it. Yeah. That's a big if he stays there. There's going to probably be some kind of a motion to have him removed.
Yeah, because he's been up to his eyeballs in alligators since the beginning of this. He's came out and said several things about Flynn. Now, let's just play devil's advocate. Obviously, the Democrats are going to further spin this with the rationale that any type of pardon doesn't remove the charges against Flynn. They're trying to goat the president into pardoning Flynn, which may be the last resort thing. But I don't see, and nobody else does that I've talked to, including some attorneys, how this judge can continue this. We've got about 10 seconds.
Well, the other thing is there could be some additional charges that Sullivan could charge him with perjury.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll still be talking about this, so you take care up on the mountaintop.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. When we come back, we'll have our next Military and Veterans News segment. A lot of things going on in terms of the military and coronavirus and whatnot. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump wants to push forward with reopening the country, and he was pushing back on anyone who wants to use caution. Some experts believe schools should remain closed in the fall. The president said he wasn't worried about the children getting the virus.
I don't consider our country coming back if the schools are closed. and it's had very little, very unusual situation. It's had very little impact on young people.
As he appeared alongside the governors of Colorado and North Dakota, the president wasn't asked about the inflammatory syndrome that's now being reported by doctors in 17 states, but he signaled he was aware of the possible risks to children as he urged the reopening of schools in the fall.
To the young children, I mean, and students, it's really, just take a look at the statistics. It's pretty amazing.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. They all love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our second Military and Veterans News segment. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the Two Guys Gun Shows. Guess what? Two Guys Gun Shows are back, bigger and better than ever, starting Saturday and Sunday, May 30th and 31st. They'll be at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day. And then they'll be back the following week, Two Guys Gun Show, Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and June 7th, in Largo, at the Midreg Hall in Largo. Now, you can shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as the private collections that Two Guys Shows embrace. Trade-ins are welcome, and you get to meet me at either one of the shows. I'll be there. Got a little booth they give me, and I say howdy, howdy to the folks. Now, this is either Largo or the Port Charlotte shows, Two Guys Gun Shows, May 30th and 31st at Port Charlotte, and June 6th and 7th at the Midreg Hall in Largo. Find out more by going to twoguysshows.com or give them a call at 727-776-3442. And remember, they have a stationary business, too, the Phoenix Ordnance Store. You can get guns and ammunition there. They're located on 49th Street in Pinellas Park, just north of Park Boulevard. That's Phoenix Ordnance for the gun store or twoguysshows.com for the website. Well, now, look at this. The Army has canceled the ROTC Cadet Summer Camp over the coronavirus training concerns. Now, that's affected their training, where thousands of cadets, soldiers, and Army civilians were set to arrive
at the Central Kentucky base where they do all of the training for the ROTC now. Coronavirus has forced the cancellation just 12 days before it. Now, an Army National Guard aviator has invented a pilot training device that partners with a smartphone app to simulate flying in limited visibility conditions. That could really help. That could really help things. We'll see how that works out. The Navy, well, they didn't do such a good job because a guided missile cruiser last week spilled 4,000 gallons of fuel into a Virginia River as it was making its way down the river out to sea. Wow. Somebody must have left the fuel cap off. Huh? No, I'm just kidding. Don't know what it is. And the battleship USS Nevada, which was lost in 1948, quite a history behind that ship. A collaborative of researchers, team of researchers from a company called Search Inc. and Ocean Infinity, announced the discovery of the resilient battleship USS Nevada, nearly 70 nautical miles southwest of Pearl Harbor, at a depth of over 15,400 feet, or 3 miles down in the ocean, where it sank. Wow. By the way, the study into what kind of carriers the Navy might need in a decade's time was problematic from the start and conflicted with the Pentagon senior leadership's redo of the Navy's force structure. So the Navy has scrapped their big carrier study. They're going on full speed ahead with what they've been planning on doing anyway, the 350-ship Navy. Navy quarantine new recruits right now in Chicago, outside the Great Lakes Naval Station that's there. The Navy's paying a dry water park outside Chicago's $1.1 million to quarantine the all-new enlisted recruits to prevent a COVID-19 outbreak at the service's Seoul boot camp. This is where they're staying for 2 weeks before they go off to boot camp. And after 3 months, after arriving in Guam, a pair of MQ-4C Triton autonomous unmanned aircraft have integrated into flight operations and training flights and stretched the Navy's maritime domain awareness across the Indo-Pacific, according to the Navy. Well, the Air Force, the coronavirus and its quarantining requirements have prompted the Air Force to reorganize its survival, evasion, resistance, and escape training in ways that could far last beyond the current crisis. Obviously, that's something that gets up close and personal. And they're not going to do it. By the way, jungle training in Fort Polk, Louisiana is something else that's been affected by this. Anybody that's been there knows what I'm talking about. And the U.S. Air Force has suspended the T-38 Talon formation training landings following a fatal crash that killed two pilots last fall. They realized that the planes were too close together, got caught up in their own wind turbulence, and down went a plane. So, some recent images from the Marine Corps boot camp and a Marine shooting a simulator in Australia depict an obscure shooting grip not officially taught by any Marine Corps program of instruction, and the Marines are wondering if that's not a better way than their way. So, how about that? Social media brought that about. Now, a new Marine Littoral Regiment coming to Hawaii will be the first of its kind in the Marine Corps. It represents a major shift for the service in the great power competition playing out in the Western Pacific and preparing for a high-tech missile war in the region, because that's what they think is going to be going on with China if they ever get into it with them. We'll see. By the way, Elon Musk's SpaceX Corporation is teaching the U.S. Space Force how to execute successful launches. The U.S. Space Force has been granted access to work alongside the California-based SpaceX company to get a detailed look into how the company makes its commercial and civil launches successful. They've also got a big location they're building down here in Florida, Cape Kennedy. Now, the Space Force says the services struggle to define their mission boundaries is starting to become a little bit of a problem. The vice commander for them, Lieutenant General David Thompson, said, and I quote, "We can't break the U.S. Air Force. We can't break the Army. We can't break the Navy. We just have to go along to get along, doing the best we can because we're brand new." Well, that's probably true. Now, more than 1,000 airmen have signed up for the new Space Force in the first 2 weeks of the month-long voluntarily transfer window, according to the Space Force Vice Commander, Lieutenant General David Thompson. So we'll see how that plays out. Obviously, the Space Force is something, if you want to transfer and get into it, you can get into that. Now, the Trump administration directed the U.S. Federal Employees Retirement Fund to scrap its plan to place more than $4 billion into Chinese investments, a move that comes as the president blames Beijing almost daily for not doing more to stop the COVID-19 pandemic from spreading around the world. And that's absolutely true. What did they do? What did they do? By the way, Veterans Affairs leaders have received 500,000 protective masks, the N95 masks, from South Korea to counter the coronavirus struggles, if you will. And the VA coronavirus deaths reportedly are up 6%. Active cases, however, are down 6%, so it's kind of a break-even point there. Now, the deaths amongst the coronavirus patients within the Veterans Affairs health system rose almost 6% overnight, pushing the total for the last 2 months to nearly 1,000 fatalities, while the number of active cases being treated dropped 6% in the same day. So one washed out the other. And if you're planning on going to a national cemetery on Memorial Day, run by the Department of Veterans Affairs, they will be open to the public on Memorial Day, but there will be no large ceremonies to honor the fallen due to the coronavirus epidemic, according to the VA's National Cemetery Administration. So you'll be able to go to the military cemeteries and pay your respects, if you will. Bay Pines, that means there'll be nobody conducting any, no speeches, none of that stuff going on here in my backyard or the Sarasota National Cemetery or anywhere where you're at. So gather as families, pay your respect. And I'm just wondering to myself, they always used to have a bunch of people out there putting flags in for the Memorial Day. I wonder if they're still doing that. All right, and we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Chris is going to have a lot to say because it's one of those days where, boy, the money talk is just coming from everywhere. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I'm here with Scott Youssiam, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and I'll tell you what. I want to say hello to Cliff up there in Shenango County, New York, up there. And he tells me it's 26 degrees and it's pretty chilly where he's at. And I betcha. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends over at FunwellBaby.com. Now, they're having a 50% sale off for my listeners. All you got to do is use the code MAT50, go over to FunwellBaby.com, look and see the different things they have. And Grandma and Grandpa, it's time for you to take care of the little grandbabies there and get them something neat, because they got the super cute, long-lasting SPF 50 sun hats and the reusable swim diapers there. One hat fits most babies from 1.5 years, and their reusable swim diapers fit most kids the entire time they need the swim diaper to begin with. Now, MAT50 is the code for 50% off at funwellbaby.com. That's MAT50 for 50% off. Okay, over to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what. It's and by the way, it's cold where you're at too, right?
Yeah, it's unseasonably cool. It's supposed to start warming up, but who knows? I mean, it's been a really really cool spring, that's for sure.
Well, at least you're not where they're having tornadoes in the middle part of the country and tornado watches and warnings and all that. And by the way, we have our first subtropical storm of the year. It's not a named storm yet, but it is developing. And by Monday or Tuesday, we'll probably have enough force behind it to be a tropical subtropical storm, which doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about some financial stuff. Do you know who David Tepper is from a company called Appaloosa Management?
Yeah, he's a big fund manager.
Okay, well, he's saying that the stock market right now is the most overrated since 1999. Is he trying to say that it's going to go lower or higher?
He's saying it's based upon, you know, where things are right now. He feels it's a tad bit overvalued. He's not shorting the market, and he's still invested to some degree. And he makes some good points in regards to where it's at. There are some great values out there. I do think that, you know, some of the tech stocks might be getting a little bit long in the tooth in regards to how fast that they've run up and how quickly they've come back. So he does make some good points there. And there's others that disagree and feel that the market's going to bounce back much, much faster. I'm a little skeptical in regards to the markets bouncing back at this point in time. It all amounts to whether or not, you know, we can get the country opened up sooner rather than later. Donald Trump is going to be on today. I guess he was interviewed by Maria Bartiromo, and I saw some clips in regards to how he's you know, saying, no, we're going to be opening up the country. He has to push this thing. He really does, because every day, every week, and now it's every month that goes by, and you and I talked about this months ago,
yep,
the worst off we're going to be. You're going to get to the point of no return here, where we have to continue to borrow money and continue to spend money, and then we're just going to turn into France. And yep, what I mean by that is you're going to have permanent youth unemployment above 20%, and the country's entire look and feel is going to change. We're going to become even, you know, much more down the socialist path. We're already heading in that direction, and we've got to pull back.
Well, the other thing is, when you talk about all of that, we know that this has been overhyped and the way sensationalized and things shouldn't be the way they are. But the national state of emergency ends May the 28th. And I'll tell you right now, I do not believe that they will be re-upping it. You know what I mean? I think it's going to end right then and there, and that's going to be the date.
I hope so. I mean, again, you know, we're getting to this point here where it is a point of no return. Also, you have to see how the states are going to react to these things. I mean, you got California and Los Angeles talking about not opening up until August. I guess they pulled back.
Wait. The mayor yesterday said they don't want to open Los Angeles until they get a cure. Cure.
Yeah, that's just not possible. I like how DeSantis said, fine, move your football teams to Florida.
Yep.
And it was good for him. I said, you know, they have them move out. Let them move to Florida. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to move to places. And again, it's going to change the dynamic here of the country. I how are these businesses ever going to survive? I already am hearing it, you know, in and around where I live, great businesses in my community that are going to be shutting down for good. And,
yeah,
you know, it's just nonsensical. It really is.
Now, Nancy Pelosi's $3 trillion Heroes Act found a Republican to vote for it, namely our retiring congressman up there, Peter, what the hell's his name? I can't remember.
King,
yeah, Peter King. I was thinking Peter Johnson, but anyway, Peter King, and he is going to vote for this. And Senator Cassidy in Louisiana, meanwhile, along with our friend Senator Kennedy, said the HEROES Act is garbage. It fills the left-wing agenda, and that's all it does, and it just adds more money to the table. Now, Nancy Pelosi has gone out there and said, well, we're going to give everybody another $1,200, and we're going to take care of the people that didn't get money the first time, and everybody that's got a business that didn't get money is going to get money, and fa-la-la, and fa-la-la. And I'm thinking to myself, she's out of her mind.
She's out of her mind. Again, the last PPP program hasn't even been used.
No.
It hasn't even been usefully used yet, because businesses are like, why am I going to take this out? They're worried. They're not going to open up, and then they're going to have owe the money to the government, and you know, so they're not even taking the money, so that's not necessary. Another $1,200 check for what? I mean, are you serious? Give me a break. I mean, why? And again, why are we sending? I'm sorry. Why are we sending $1,200 stimulus checks to people that are retired, that are getting their pension and have Social Security? Why? Mm-hmm. Why do you get 1,200 for what? I mean, has your income changed at all? We already have. If you're unemployed, we're already paying $2,400 a month in federal unemployment.
On top of the regular unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they want to extend that all the way to January so people won't want to go back to work. Again, Matt, this is socialist shit.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, well, watch my mouth there, but this is really bad stuff that we're going down.
Well, here's the other thing. The government revised the March and April job losses higher. The U.S. economy, according to the new revised numbers, lost 20.537 million jobs in April, and not what was reported earlier by about 3,000 jobs less. So they revised it upwards, so we get what we got.
We're splitting hairs. The numbers are actually worse than they are. Stephen Moore coming out expecting it to be around 25%. I mean, for all intents and purposes, we're in a depression. You know, people, so you can talk about recessions, you can talk about whatever, but we're in a depression right now if we don't open up. And it's going to get worse instead of better. So that's the reality.
No.
Either we open up or we're going to be in a depression. The government cannot spend our way and borrow our way out of it.
Now, you're a Wall Street guy, and I don't know how these bonuses work, but there's a report here from the Wall Street Journal that says Wall Street bonuses are set to fall by as much as 30%. Well, I'm not surprised because that has to do with the stock market, right?
It has to do with the performance of the banking stocks and also the money that they're bringing in. I don't know how bonuses are going to translate by the end of the year. They always end up getting paid. Don't feel bad for the Wall Street guys that bonuses aren't going to be as big. They'll be fine.
Now, there's a group of renters associations and landlords and government landlords that are trying to push the government for a $100 billion bailout to help them because there's a lot of people that aren't paying their rent, not only individuals but businesses, and the buck stops here because they've only got like 3 months, I think, to be able to sit on it, and then it goes from there.
I don't know how that's going to trade. You can't evict anybody. People can't pay the rent because, certain people don't have jobs. And again, it's a ripple effect. It goes right on down the line. There's no other solution here. I mean, where's the bailouts going to stop? I mean, we're just going to keep printing money. At some point in time, you got to open the country.
Yeah, I got some good news here, though. The mortgage demand from buyers jumped 11% despite the higher rates, so that's a good thing.
It's people going out looking to get some deals on some homes here and there, maybe also some refinancing. That's one thing. We haven't really seen the mortgage rates drop to a level that would really spur some serious refinancing of these mortgages, which might be helpful.
Yeah. Now, one last little thing here, sports. What's going on up in New York with sports? No sports until when?
I have no idea. Still, we're waiting to find out in regards to our kids and what our kids can do and what's going to go on for the summer. It doesn't look good right now. Based upon the people that are in charge, it doesn't look good.
All righty. We will let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Friday, and maybe you'll tell me that the New York Mets will be playing next week. No, I'm just kidding. But we'll talk to you tomorrow, all right?
You got it. Everybody.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And, yeah, it's cold up in New York, too. City. Colder upstate, for sure. And I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. We've got Rod Edwards coming as we get ready to take the top of the hour news break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, Get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.